fun.
Recording has started.
What's take one, take two? Town board meeting. Good evening, everyone. This is the Winchester Town Board meeting of May 9th, 2023. Almost said 1923. Oh boy. We have a Pledge of Allegiance, which we will begin, and then we will take roll call. Would you do that, my dear April?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Or in your case, for the republic in which it sits. Okay, we got that. So let's do a roll call. To my far right, I have
Dorothy Gold.
And next to me,
Bob Mikes.
On my left,
April Mensch.
And I'm John Delabos, Chair of the Winchester Town Board. So we'll begin our meeting with any public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion or actions or votes will be taken on and any agenda items. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the town board about any items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period, which is at the end of the meeting. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. However, if you need more time, we'll be happy to give you more time. Please stand and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the recording, for the record. If any member of the our board wishes to extend your length of speaking more than 3 minutes, it'll be either done by me or one of our members in council with the board. My next item would be the approval of the minutes for April 25th, 2023. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Very good. And now the approval of the agenda for this evening's meeting to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Do I have a motion?
You have a motion.
Yes.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
Okay, moving right along. We will now go on to the meeting, the planning and zoning portion. We have one item on the agenda tonight. It's DR23-0160-WIN Las Vegas LLC. It's a design review for the following. Number one, modifications to an approved comprehensive sign package for a resort, Encore. Two, increase the area of an existing freestanding sign. Three, increase the area of an existing animated sign in conjunction with Resort Hotel Encore on a 4.3-acre portion of a 207.2-acre site in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Cathedral Way within Winchester and Paradise for possible action. Is the applicant or representative here?
Yes, Greg Borgel, 3747 Heritage Avenue, and my name is spelled B-O-R-G-E-L. But
thank
I left
you.
A card with your secretary just in case.
Just in case.
Here representing a remodel of the existing sign at Encore, as you see here. And the gist of it is that they think that they're going to get a lot of good exposure from the Formula One race,
mm-hmm.
and so they want to get maximum advantage of that with a new flashy sign that matches what everyone else does on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
The staff has recommended approval. In fact, I can't do better than just quote the staff. The modifications to the existing sign, including the animation, are compatible with the previously approved sign package. Additionally, the proposed sign modifications are consistent in style and design with the existing signs for the resort hotel. Furthermore, the sign is of similar scale as other resort hotels within the immediate area and along Las Vegas Boulevard South. So it's kind of an unrestrained endorsement of remodeling the sign.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example of what it might look like, but of course, by virtue of being animated, it could be not her, but someone else being portrayed there from time to time. I don't know there's a great more to say. The conditions are acceptable to the applicant, they're standard. We would hope that you would be inclined to approve it as well with the conditions recommended by staff.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the audience on this item?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I don't live in this area.
Yes, sir.
What are the rules?
The rules for what, sir?
Speaking.
You can speak at the end of the meeting unless you're commenting on this item, and then you may speak on this item as soon as Mr. Borgel's done presenting.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
Just wanted to make
sure. Sure, no problem.
Well, and I really have very little to offer beyond what the staff has analyzed here. I know that you've had the opportunity to review the plans as well, we're hoping that you will concur with the staff recommendation of approval.
I appreciate that, Greg, and yes, I did. I, unfortunately, in the presentation, I had a couple of questions which weren't really, in my opinion, adequately addressed, because they didn't have a lot of what I called really concerning information. And they sent me a 69-page dossier on the sign. So be careful what you wish for, you may get it, just so you know. And so I read it all and reviewed it all. Of course, a lot of it were architectural drawings, so you could just look at them and, okay, next one, but there were pages. And what I was concerned with was that the sign had taken into consideration wind velocities, primarily because I lived here when the Westgate sign, which was the Hilton sign, ended up lying flat on the parking lot at the Hilton, blowing down to the south from an unusual north wind, which was like, why did that happen? It was good that it did blow down that way, if it was going to blow down, because at least it didn't fall across the entrance roads, which probably would have killed pedestrians that were walking that might have been caught out in the wind, or cars that might have been driving in. So I was really glad about that. It did flatten about 6 or 7 cars that were parked in that area, but nobody was in them, thank God. So that was my main concern, because I know for a fact, having spoken with LVCBA,
Steve Hill,
thank you very much, appreciate that, that when the West Hall was first finished, the wind blew in the large overhead door on the north side of the west side of the building, and blew it in such a way that they had to take it apart band by band to get it out of the opening, starting from the bottom up, because it was bent by the wind. So I was really concerned about that, because anytime you put big obstructions like this up,
sure,
and they're not buildings,
right,
to me it's like, okay, that better be sturdy. And I was satisfied that they had done the engineering. The wind velocities were 99 miles per hour, which sustained, which we don't get sustained winds. We get gusts maybe, but not sustained. And I thought that they did a good job in presenting what they had. And they did worst case scenarios for every one of their calculations, which was important to me, because sometimes when people do these, they give you the best case scenario and they don't let you know that that's what it is. And then later it ends up on the ground and you wonder, well, why did that happen? And I don't want to approve something that could do that, because we've had just too many things like that here. So I was very satisfied. I want to thank the people at Wind Design for being so cooperative and sending that over so that I could review all 69 pages of it.
Good for you.
Well, I hate to recommend or vote on something. We all agree then, and then we all look at the sign laying down and wonder, well, why did we do that? So anyway, I appreciate that very much. And that was the only question I had on the application, was just to make sure that those bases were covered.
And I have the same figure as you have, that's being built to the standard of 99 mile an hour possible winds.
Mm-hmm. Sustained, yeah.
Yeah.
Not just a gust.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was important to me because this is a big obstruction.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to be broken into two parts. There was an opening here. So the wind wouldn't have quite such an opportunity to hit such a large surface and press against it. It would go through like it does up here and like it does down here. So when they joined them, I went, yeah, I better know more about that. So, very good.
Well, they do good work at Encore and the Wind, so I'm not the least bit surprised that they had it figured out.
Oh, me neither, but I just wanted to know because I don't like to vote for something I don't know about. So with that, any more comments from the board or questions? Okay, I recommend approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Greg, for coming.
Thank you. I'm actually going to stick around for public input. I'm going to be coming back to you repeatedly on items for a while, but I want to stay behind on public input.
Well, you can stay as long as you want. In fact, you can be here next week when we come. And have never left, and we'll be perfectly happy to see you.
Well, I think you're going to be on my calendar for the next several months. So
okay, very good.
Let me stay for comment on a different item.
Okay, no problem. So with that, we'll move on to any general business?
No general business.
Anybody? Okay. Now comments by the general public. This period is devoted to the general public about matters relevant to anything in our jurisdiction. This is the time when you may have up to 3 minutes to comment. Please state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record, and then we will listen to what you have to say.
I'm still Greg Borgel, B-O-R-G-E-L, and what I wanted to share with you, I think, is good news. I'll be back next time, as I mentioned, and the time after that.
Okay.
And this is on an upgrade of the landscaping and wall at the Sahara.
Oh,
I think it's something that you probably would welcome.
This is the Paradise Roadside.
Paradise Road.
God bless them. It looks like a no man's land.
Yes. And because
it looks like a no man's land, there's a lot of places for vagrants to curl up on the nice desert sand and sleep.
And that's part of what they're going to achieve here with the fence. They're going to add to the security there. And if any of you have to call, let us assume that perhaps this architect can't be persuaded to be as thorough as the people at Encore, and you have questions, you can call me.
Okay.
So you now have my card.
I'm
working remotely,
that,
so you can't rely on the address, but the phone number works.
Well,
so
I wouldn't probably drive over there anyway, Greg. Okay. I'd probably call you.
But in general aspect, you can see what they're doing. They're enhancing the
it looks
landscaping
wonderful.
Wall particularly addressing the security back here. Where it's what kind of wide open they're going to put in the gate.
Yeah, it always has been. And, you know, can't tell you how many times I passed this opening, primarily going this way when I've noticed it, not so much going this way, because I probably don't notice it. And there are patrol cars there.
Sorry, public comment.
Oh, public comments on this item.
You're not supposed to be commenting. You're supposed to just let me comment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm done.
We got excited.
We all got excited.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it looks so beautiful.
Well, but the official hearing will be at your next meeting, which I believe is the 30th.
Okay.
And I'll bring fuller exhibits then. And you now know how to reach me if you have questions about this, as you did about the sign. So
okay.
You know where I am. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay, public comments, sorry. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Anthony Smith.
Yes.
4470 Vegas Valley Drive, space 6, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, S-M-I-T-H. You have a very good point. I have dealt with signs, and what's really important with a sign is not just the size of the footing, it was called, the orientation. That it's supposed to go in the right direction based on the size and the which area is flat and which area is narrow, and taking into consideration how the wind can change based on the building structures around it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, it's a very good point that you have. Good point.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Anthony. And I just looked so familiar, I remember you from before. Yeah, you used to come to our meetings. Wonderful.
You've encouraged me to get more involved in community.
Good. Excellent.
Good.
Okay, do we have any other comments from the audience? Okay. Well, seeing none, our next meeting is May 23rd, and we stand adjourned.
I actually thought your next meeting was the 30th.
Well, I'm